to learn Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Tes, in Eretz HaTzvi, or at least we'll get started. Rav Shachter starts off Simin Tes by quoting a Sharei Tshuva in Simin Tof Ayin Gimel, in Hilchos Pesach. The Sharei Tshuva quotes from a Sefer Knesset Yechezkel, who writes that in the year Tof Pei Zayin, do the math, many years ago, it happened to be that Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. Right? So Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. The Knesset Yechezkel said in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, Shabbos HaGadol that year, of course, was Erev Pesach, that the Zroa that they are going to use for the Seder plate has to be roasted already Erev Shabbos, that they cannot roast it. Obviously, on Shabbos, you can't roast the Zroa, that they cannot even roast it on Yontif, that they have to roast it on Erev Shabbos. Seems to me a little bit late to darshan at the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Mustam, the Drasha was a week before, right? So he said the Zroa has to be roasted on Erev Shabbos. Why not roast it on Yom Tov? Because you're allowed to cook on Yontif, right? Why are you allowed to cook on Yontif? Ochel Nefesh, right? Ochel Nefesh means that you're cooking something that you're going to be able to eat. You're not allowed to eat tzli, yalnei lepsachim. You're not allowed to eat roasted meat on the night of the Seder. So there's no heter Ochel Nefesh. So mainly you're not allowed to roast the Zroa on the night of the Seder. However, says the Sharei Tshuva, according to the Magen Avraham, of course you're allowed to. Because you're only not allowed to eat tzli on the night of the Seder. But you are allowed to eat tzli when? The next day, daytime. In fact, Rav Shechter is makbid personally that he eats the Zroa at the lunchtime meal, because otherwise it just goes in the garbage. Whoever eats it, why would you waste it? So he'll eat it at the lunchtime meal. So that is a heter of Ochel Nefesh. But it turns out that the Knesset Yechezkel apparently holds that even when you have a heter of Ochel Nefesh, it only works if it's miyad, if you're going to eat right away. But if you're going to cook something and not eat it miyad, then there's no heter of Ochel Nefesh. And that's a little bit interesting. Where does that come from, that the heter of Ochel Nefesh has a din of miyad associated with it? So Shechter points out that according to Rashi, in the Sugya of Hoil, it turns out that this is subject to Machlokas Rabbe and Rav Chista, whether you need miyad for the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Why? What goes on in that Sugya? The Sugya of Hoil is in Psachim Daf Mem Vavim Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Ha'ofem miyom tov l'chol. Let's say a person bakes on Yantif for a weekday. So Rav Chista says you get Malkus, violation of Yantif. It's not for Ochel Nefesh, you're doing it stam for a weekday, Malkus Daraisa. Rabbi says, no, ain't aloka, you don't get Malkus. What's the svara? So Rav Chista says you get Malkus because you're baking, there's no Ochel Nefesh need of Yantif at all, you don't plan on eating it on Yantif, so of course you can get Malkus, like any other Malacha. Whereas Rabbi would say, ain't aloka, why? How do you know that there's no yantiv need? What's the principle? What's the principle that it might actually be a yantiv need? You never know when you cook that you're not going to need it today. Maybe a bunch of people will come knocking on your door. You know, I have teenage sons, and at random times, you know, just like a team of like 15 teenagers will just walk into the house, and they're hungry, right? So you never know when people are going to show up, and they're going to want to eat. So it is for Yontif. We do apply the principle of Hoil. That's Rabba. Rav Chista says, no, I don't hold of the whole principle of Hoil. So says Rabba to Rav Chista, you who don't apply the principle of Hoil, how are you allowed to bake on Yontif for a Shabbos? Meaning, what do? We make an Erev Tavshilin, and all of a sudden it's Mutter. You're allowed to cook on Yontif for a Shabbos. Well, if you don't hold to the principle of Hoil, it's Nisa Doraisa to cook on Yontif for non-Yontif. So Nisa Doraisa. Erev Tavshilin is a Tikkun Midrabanan. So how in the world are you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So he says, no, Midoraisa, Tzorche Shabbos, Nas in B'Yom Tov. That on a Doraisa level, you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's only a Din Midrabanan that you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, lest you cook from Yom Tov to a weekday. So it's a Din Midrabanan. So in order to be Mata, a Din Midrabanan, we rely on the Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara Mem Zayin Amar Aleph says that Masa Rav Mari asks, Rav Mari challenges, Shtei Halechem. When do we have Shtei Halechem? Good, Shavuos. It's Ne'efos Erev Yom Tov, V'ne'echalos Yom Tov L'Shnayim. That it's baked on Erev Yom Tov, eaten on Yom Tov. Lufi she'en adocha loes haShabbos veloes haYom Tov. You're not allowed, the baking of the Shtei Lechem is not docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if you hold Midar Reisa Tzorchei Shabbos HaNasim B'Yom Tov, that you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for a Shabbos. So if you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for a Shabbos, L'chori, you should definitely be allowed to bake on Yom Tov for a Yom Tov. So it sounds like the whole Kasha of the Gemara is only according to Rav Chista, who holds that Tzorchei Shabbos are Nasim B'Yom Tov. But according to Rabba, there's no kasha at all. And that's a little strange, because baking the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh Mamish. Meaning the Gemara says, how could you bake the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov if you hold that Tzorchei Shabbos, how could there be an issue of baking Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov if you hold that Tzorchei Shabbos are Nasim B'Yom Tov? How could there be an issue of baking Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov, period? Even whatever you hold about Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, not Nasim B'Yom Tov, how are you allowed to bake? How could there be a problem with baking? Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov, it's Mamish Ochel Nefesh. It should be mutter according to everyone. So what do we assume? Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. It's not called Ochel Nefesh because it's not your food. It's the Shtei Alechem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's food. And we're Zochem Mishulchan Gavoa. So it's like Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. So Rav Shachter points out, Heich Tluya, Hach Kushya Bepluchta Deraba, Rav Chista Yitzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. Why is this dependent on this Machlokas? So Rashi writes that according to Rabba, we only allow baking the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov because of Ochel Nefesh. Because right now, you're not yet allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem. You're not allowed to eat the Shtei Alechem until you shech the animals and you do the Zrikas Adam on the animals. Meaning, the heter of Ochel Nefesh requires that the Achila happens miyad. That's Rabba's opinion. So Rabba's going to say, you don't have a heter of Ochel Nefesh by Shtei Alechem. It's not going to work. Why won't you have a heter of Ochel Nefesh by Shtei Alechem? Because part of the heter of Ochel Nefesh is that you need to have miyad, but you can't eat the Shtei Alechem as soon as you bake it. You have to first shech the animals that are associated with it. Whereas Rav Chista, who holds Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, he holds you don't need miyad for the heter of Ochel Nefesh to work. You're even allowed to do Tzorchei Shabbos on Yom Tov. And you know what Tzorchei Shabbos on Yom Tov means? That by definition, it's not happening miyad, because it's waiting till Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says, that the reason you're not allowed to bake the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov is because we darshan lachem velo legavoa. Mishulchan gavoa kazachu. This is not for you, it's for the sake of the Ribbono Shalom. But that's why the Kasha was locked in to that opinion. Because there's apparently a fundamental machlokas whether there's a din of miyad by the heter of Ochel Nefesh. So Tosus challenges Rashi. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Where do we ever find a din of miyad for the heter of Ochel Nefesh? And Tosus has an entirely different understanding of the sugya. But what it comes out according to Rashi is, famous sugya of Hoel, Rabba, Rav Chista, we always thought that they argue about two things. They argue about, we always knew that they argue about whether there's such a principle of Hoel, Hoel v'Mekalei Orchim Chazalei, that guest might show up, and that they argue about whether on a Daraisa level Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov. But now it turns out that they argue about a third thing as well. They also argue about, for the heter of Ochel Nefesh, do you need a sense of miyad? Does it have to be miyad in order for Ochel Nefesh to kick in? That's exactly the machlokas, Knesset Yecheskel and Magen Avraham. So it turns out, according to Rashi, the machlokas Knesset Yecheskel and Magen Avraham is the machlokas Rabba and Rav Chista. Is there a din of miyad when it comes to Ochel Nefesh? You would have a big nefkin in the Medina, right? Can you cook in the at night of Yantif for the next day's meal? A regular Ochel Nefesh. Can you cook at night for the next day's meal? So that's the machlokas Knesset Yecheskel and Magen Avraham. Turns out it's machlokas Amorayim. Now, what's the lumdus over here? Why would you require miyad for that heter of Ochel Nefesh? Why not? So Rav Shachter suggests the following yesod. He says, we have to understand what the fundamental idea of the machlokas of Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov or not Nasim B'Yom Tov is all about. Why would you or would you not be allowed on Yom Tov to bake or cook for Shabbos? The Gemara in Beit Sadaf Yud Zayin Amr Aleph tells us, Mimale isha kol hakdeira basar. A woman is cooking on Yantiv, right? Rav Sachs's favorite masechta, I think, is Beitza, right? Mimale isha is one of the yeshivas I was in there at Shul told me last week. Rav Sachs came here, they were learning Beitza. He got really excited and he said a shiur like you know, obviously he didn't have to prepare, and he just like blew them away with an unbelievable shir mesechus beitza. So the Gemara in Beitza says, "V'mali isha kol hagedera basar." What does that mean? Kol hagedera basar. You're allowed to cook. How much are you allowed to cook on Yantif? So the Gemara in Beitza tells us, even though you only need a little bit of food, fill up the whole pot. You could fill up the whole pot. What's that called in halacha? You're not familiar with this concept? Ah, riba b'shiurim. You can make more than necessary. It's one act of cooking anyway. Once the pot's on the stovetop, you turn on you raise the flame, or you put the giant pot on the stove. It doesn't matter how much is in it or how little is in it. So it's the same act of cooking. So you're allowed to cook more than necessary, even though you only need chaticha achas, even though you only need one piece. You could fill the whole thing with meat. So you see, riba b'shiurim is mutter l'chadchila on yantif. So the Rishonim ask, and what about Shabbos? Is riba b'shiurim mutter on Shabbos? So that's a strange question. What do you mean? You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. When are you allowed to cook on Shabbos? If it's pikuach nefesh, right? So let's say you have a sick person in your house, and he needs to eat, a piece of chicken in order to get better, and all you have is raw chicken. You're like, I'm going to cook again tomorrow for Sunday night dinner. I'll just throw in all the chicken into the pot, and I'll do, you know, this act of cooking is mutter, it's a mitzvah, it's for pikuach nefesh. I'm allowed to do it, so can I be marba b'shiurim on Shabbos? Halacha is no riba b'shiurim on Shabbos. Yes, riba b'shiurim on Yontif, no riba b'shiurim on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara says in Menachos, Parak Rabbi Shmuel, Bai Rava cholish amdu l'shtei grogros. If let's say they assess that a chola needs shtei grogros, and you have shtei grogros b'shteyu k'tzin, you have two grogros on two different stems, or three on a single stem, so the Gemara raises the question what you should do. But the whole presumption of the question is that you have to keep it to a minimum, that you're not allowed to be marba b'shiurim. So the Ran in Maseches Beitza writes, l'fichach nearly borur, he says. Therefore, to explain this discrepancy, he says it's clear to me, devadei ribuye shiura b'shabes mida oraisa mitzer, that it's an isra da oraisa to do ribu b'shiurim on Shabbos, against Tosos and Menachos and the Rashba. And nevertheless, Rebo and Shurim and Yomtiv is different than Rebo and Shurim and Shabbos, and here's why. Shabbos dechuya hi etzel chola v'lo hutra. What's the difference? Shabbos is dechuya by a chola. It's not that Shabbos just becomes mutter when there's someone that's sick. Dechuya. But Yomtiv, when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, hutra. So whenever the malacha is aser, the Tosefes of the Malacha is going to be Asr as well, Midaraisa. But on Yantif, the fact that you're allowed to cook on Yantif is not Dechuya, it's not with a krechts, oi, we have to cook on Yantif. No, it's Mamish Heter. So to do more of it, is doing more of the same Heter. And it could be that even if, and how do I know that it's Hutra, that cooking on Yantif is Hutra? Let's say you have the ability to cook on Erev Yantif. Are you still allowed to cook on Yantif? Halach is yes. Why? Because it doesn't matter. It's hutra. It's not asra at all. So kolshkei to be marba b'shiurim. That's how the Ran explains. What you see from the Ran, and it's at least the Ran's first answer, what you see from the Ran is that ochel nefesh is hutra b'yom tov. That even though his pu'ula is a malacha, but that malacha is not asra on yantif. It's not included in the isra of yantif. That's the notion of hutra. That's how Rashi in Brachos explains the notion of hutra when it comes to Tumas Kohanim, to a Meis Mitzvah, to Krovim. That it's not that a Kohen has an Isra becoming Tamei, with a Krechts, we let him become Tamei to Krovim. No, hutra was never included in the Isra to begin with. Krovim, Meis Mitzvah were never included in the Isra to begin with. However, the Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban holds that the Heter of Ochel Nefesh and Yom Tov is better than hutra, stronger than hutra. How could you have stronger than Hutra? The Ramban writes in his Perush al Torah in Parshas Emor. Right? Ramban in Parshas Emor writes that even though on Shabbos the Torah asers every melacha, on Yom Tov the Torah only asers meleches avoda. The Torah doesn't aser every melacha. A meleches hana'ah is not aser, only meleches avoda. What do you say the Ramban is saying? It's not just that it's hutra. Hutra would mean that I would have imagined that this would be bichlal malacha and yom tov. Oh, but it's heter gamma. No, it was never even included when the Torah said, don't do malacha. It never even was in the Hava Amina of the Torah to include malacha ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh was not, mashal ma'adav adama. Let's say you have a linen beged that has four corners on it. Chayiv in tzitzis or not chayiv in tzitzis? Linen beged, four corners. Beged shel pishtim. No? Chayiv in tzitzis. Midoraisa, 100%. Aye, but your tcheles has to be wool. The tcheles only works with wool. Isn't that going to be shatness? Aseidu chalos haseh. Great. But isn't it better to avoid aseidu chalos haseh? With the krechts, no? Aseidu chalos, I'm going to rely on that? No, it's lachachila, it's fine. It's hutra. It's totally mutter. Right? That's hutra. That here you have shatness, but even though you have shatness, it's hutra, it's fine. What if I have a cotton beged? Is it because of aseidu chalos haseh that I'm allowed to have wool strings on my cotton beged? No, there's just no issue. There's just nothing there. There's no shatness. Says Rav Shach, that's the mashal of the difference between the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran understands that malachas ochel nefesh is hutra. That's like having the linen beged, where you say, okay, there is this malacha that's happening. There is this problem that's happening, but it's hutra. It's okay. The Ramban is saying it was never included. Malachas avoda is aser. Malachas hana'ah is an aser. It was never included in the issue to begin with. And that would be like having a cotton beged. That's the mashal that he gives. So Rav Shach says maybe we can be just give a little more flavor to this based on the Gemara in Shabbos in Paraklal Gadol and Nafayim Dalit, that sometimes you're allowed to do borer on Shabbos when you do it letzorech achila miyad, when you need to eat right away. The Rush says the same is true for tochein, because anytime something is derech achila, it's not called a malacha. It's not that it's a special kula that you have in malachas borer, that malachas borer is only when you're sorting something for later use to store it away or whatever. No, it's the definition of the malacha is whenever something's derech achila, it's not the malacha. The heter of ochel nefesh and yamtiv, according to the Ramban, is a chiddush of the Torah that any malacha sana is simply not called malacha. It's not malacha savoda. It's not going to be aser on yamtiv. And in fact, the Ramban is explicit this way in the Melchamos and Perikei and Sadin, that shchita umelach b'maduch shel eitz v'chein morika ubikas eitzim afilu b'kofitz kulam malachos gemuras hein. He discusses various malachos that are done in food preparation, that if you do it on Shabbos, you'd be chayv skila. It's mamish malacha. The tiros on b'yamtov, and you're allowed to do them on yamtov, even if you could have done them on erev yamtov, and says the Ramban. Why? Listen to the lashon of the Ramban. Kivan shederech su'uda kachu. What does it mean, shederech su'uda kachu? That's how you eat. And if that's how you eat, then it's not included in malacha. Havi Yodim says Ramban, not all malachas are hutra b'yom tov. Only preparing food, like baking and cooking, but to trap animals, to be oker davar mikidulo, those are aser because those are malachas avoda. You see, that fits so beautifully what he writes in the Melchamos and what he writes in Parshas Amor. And based on, so says Rav Shachter, Val pi masha biyarnu, mi mashal debrei resochel mitoch psolos miyad, dechashav derech achila, just like the mashal that we gave of borer, being derech achila, meaning whenever it's derech achila, it's not called borer, the same, you could say, a very similar idea in Yantif. Anything that's derech su'uda is not called melecha savoda. The Ran in Parakei Ein Sadin, when he quotes the Ramban, he says, I don't like it. He says, Kol ze'inu maspikli. Why would it be asr to grind wheat min haTorah and mutter to laduch kol anidochen kedarkan, to crush that which you crush when you're eating? Shrika is a tolda of tochen, it should be asr. So says the Ran, any malachas of ochel nefesh that are asr am yom tov are only midrabanan. In Torah, we wouldn't make any such distinctions. Why? Because the Ran is Lishitaso. He disagrees with the very Svara of the Ramban. He holds Ochel Nefesh B'Yom Tov is Hutra. Not that the whole thing doesn't apply, that it's not even a Shem Malacha, that it's not included in the Malacha. It's just Hutra. So according to the Ramban, that the reason for the Heter of Ochel Nefesh was because Derech Su'uda was never Aser, so you could understand why you would need Miyad. according to the Ramban, you understand why you need miyah. Why? Because what's the key? Anything that's part of how you eat is not called a malacha, bichlal. It's not that you have a heter to do this malacha. Anything that's just normal eating is not called a malacha. What's normal eating? When you're actually eating, when it's mealtime. So you understand, according to the Ramban, why you need miyat, like the Knesset Yecheskel, and just like by the din of Borah, that there's such a thing of miyat, because that's the derech achila. Whereas according to the Ran, the heter of Ochel Nefesh is not based on that svara, that it's considered derech su'uda. No, the Ran understands that it's a din in hutra. So he must hold like the Magen Avraham, that there's no din of miyad. It's just that it's hutra. Ochel Nefesh is hutra. So according to Rashi, now if we're following along, the machlokas Rabba and Rav Chista is not only the same machlokas as the Knesset Yecheskel and the Magen Avraham, it's also machlokas, Ramban and the Ram. So, you know, some people like doing this kind of thing, some people don't, of lining up machlokas throughout the generations. And machlokas Amoraim is really a machlokas. There was once a sefer that came out that tried to explain the machlokas Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro is the same as machlokas Rambam and Ravid. So Reb Chaim wrote a haskama to the sefer where he said, the whole sefer is good, but you have to take out that vart because that's apikorsis. That Ravid would hold like Paro. Against Moshe and Mesorah service. But certainly within our Mesorah, that you have Amarayim and Rishonim and Achronim, that would argue about something, and they'd all be on the same page. Okay, so that is the first part of Siman Tes of Eretz Tzvi. But for next time, we'll move on to the next part. Okay.